Instead of the annoying little map tagger she'd used last time, she found herself in a closed vehicle that slid up one wall of the passage, locked onto a track on the overhead, and slid smoothly past a few pedestrians before rotating on its axis, passing through a double airlock, and then, still on a track of some kind, rising on an arc to aim for the far end of the tree-shaped station.
I didn't see this last time.
Reserved for special business. We didn't want any delays getting from the roof to the tip.
One of the escorts handed her a data cube and indicated the cube reader in the seat armrest.
A briefing, mostly of names and faces.
Kai settled in to watch, shunting data to her implant faster than she could really absorb it herself. The tip, when they arrived, was a series of meeting rooms and offices.
Or just chairman. It's true I'm descended from the colony founder, but the tree needs all its leaves. We welcome you, Captain, despite the grave news you bring. News which, I must say, we find more truth in every day. Let's sit down, shall we?
A group of men and women in Cascadian business dress, including, to her complete surprise, Stella. A tall man stepped forward with outstretched hand.
Captain, or should I say Admiral Vada?
Council Chair Petros Masco Silva.
Kai knew already, her implant cueing her with the few facts she had about him. She reached to shake his hand.
Captain will do. Chairman Masco Silva...
Silva, please.
He ushered her to a chair at one end of the long table and took the other end himself. Along the sides, others sat. On the table in front of her, Kai saw an agenda. Beside it was a neat stack of data cubes. When all were seated, Silva nodded.
Let's be at it. I'll outline what I know, some of which, since she has been traveling in FTL, Captain Vada may not yet have learned.
His summary began with the familiar, the increasing interruptions in Ansible communications several years before, and increased piracy that damaged trade and travel.
The attacks on the Vada family and their home world, and on some other home worlds we have learned about only recently, signaled a more dangerous turn of events. What we did not know at the time was that the same conspiracy putting Ansibles out of service and attacking planets had connections inside Interstellar Communications, a mole high up in that company. Now, we still don't know how or why that connection was made, but we do know it existed.
Someone stirred along the inboard side of the table. Silva paused and glanced at the woman, who wore a sash of office over her suit. Subregent of Enforcement, Katerina Foyce, Kai's implant informed her.
With permission, Chairman, may I ask if the recent arrests here of a prominent traitor had anything to do with the conspiracy at ISC?
That'll be part of the briefing, Katerina, if I may.
My pardon, Chairman, no disrespect or insult intended.
And none assumed. I am aware of your special interest.
That sounded ominous.
Excuse, please.
Kai
it
smiled when
Silva
looked at him.
Of the moment.
Of course.
Well, then, recently, it was after you had left the Mackenzie home world, a threat was broadcast by Ansible from someone calling himself Gamus Turek. You would not have heard.
Excuse me. We did pick up such a broadcast from a jump point Ansible on the way.
Then you're aware of the nature of the threat. We have had queries from other governments, including that of Nexus. You should know that the Moscow Confederation and the Nexus System government have been allies a long time, cooperating on regional defense, regional control of piracy, and sharing many of the same standards in commercial dealings. We have long had good relations with ISC as well. Vada Transport...
He now glanced at Stella, who nodded.
...has had a trading route here for a long time as well. We knew we were only on the fringes of your company's routes, but we had no reason to surmise that you were other than honorable.
Kai felt her stomach clench. That did not sound good, and from the expression on Stella's face, quickly masked to a neutral, mild curiosity, Stella felt the same.
Stella Vada's business dealings here have all been lawful and correct. We have no complaints. Her new venture into the manufacture of small ship-mounted Ansibles has already shown enormous potential for profit, and has been formally validated by ISC.
Silva looked like someone trying to find a polite way to say that there was a rotten egg on the platter.
The problem is that although the CEO of ISC has nothing against you, or Stella Vada, or the Vada family, others do. He feels Sir Dunbarger, whom I believe you know...
Kai nodded.
He has found resistance. His father, who was CEO before him, and who recently suffered a grave injury, is convinced that the Vada family is to blame for the mole in ISC. He is totally opposed to any dealings with the Vadas, and the current CEO feels that he has pushed his board as far as he can. The government of Nexus, as well, is concerned at the predominance of Vada influence here, as they see it.
Silva glanced down the table at a man who also wore a sash of office. Abram Veneers, Kai's implant told her, a high-ranking officer in the diplomatic corps.
We don't want to break with Nexus. We don't want to offend their government. Their government has begun distancing itself from the views of the current ISC head. His father had friends, you see. Old friends. His father, though apparently still impaired by the injuries he received, still communicates with them. His father thinks the boy, he calls his son the boy, is besotted with you.
What? I'm sorry, I did not mean to interrupt.
Oh, no offense taken. The father thinks the young man's judgment is clouded by an infatuation, and this has blinded him to the evils committed by your family. We, our government, that is, do not see it the same way, and yet we would not force a breach. The current CEO himself denies the charge publicly, claims to have respect for you, but nothing more. But before we go further in any kind of understanding with you, we do feel it important to clarify the relationship you have with Raphael Dunbarger.
Kai managed to hold her temper in check, partly because it was so ridiculous. They were threatened with annihilation or invasion. They needed to be focused on that very real threat and ways to prevent it. Yet they were fixated on the notion that young people must always be in a ferment of lust or something. She couldn't put it that way.
You all know that Rafe was on a ship with me for some time, from last way to here. So yes, I know him. But the fact that we were on the same ship does not mean we had a relationship.
Just a shared cranial ansible, but that was still a secret.
So you have no emotional attachment?
If you mean, am I in a romantic entanglement with him, the answer is no. As Sir Dunbarger told you, as he told a Mackenzie officer in my presence.
Kai felt her face warming at that memory.
We were in a crisis situation together more than once. That creates a very different kind of relationship.
A glance passed from person to person, notably skipping past Stella, who stared at the table.
Ah, but it is not uncommon. I do not mean to be discourteous, Sarah, Captain. But in this case, your private feelings, should you have any, have political implications.
I don't have any.
Kai ignored the treacherous little voice inside that told her she certainly did. That she had spent more time imagining what it would be like to see Rafe again than someone with no feelings would.
If I might.
You are the Mackenzie liaison, are you not? Go ahead, please.
Brilliant young officers, such as Captain Vada, are often expected to have corresponding emotional weaknesses. For what it's worth, our professional assessment, made prior to an attempt to recruit her to MMAC, is that this is not the case with Captain Vada.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It seemed relevant.
It is. An independent professional assessment like that is completely relevant. To be honest, if somewhat less than flattering, I was almost hoping you did have such an infatuation, Captain Vada. It would then have been easy to insist that however valid your thinking about the military situation, you personally must be distanced from any response we make. We have been close allies to Nexus for... well, almost since the first Moscow and other shareholders set up a colony that later became this...
Silva waved to indicate the entire system.
They will be angry with us, I fear. Facts are facts, whatever we might wish. The material you shared with us on the weakness of ISC's fleet, that is shocking. I won't insult you by asking if you're sure. And anyway, Mackenzie corroborates your account of the battle. I have spoken personally to the current CEO of ISC, Sir Dunbarger, And he tells me that we cannot expect much aid from Nexus, as ISC has always served as their external force, and ISC's resources are no longer sufficient. That being so, we must consider our own welfare and choose the stronger ally. We must consider how you and we can work together, seeking for some way that will allow Nexus to accept the situation.
I understand that you've tried to hire some of our resources.
Yes, we have, and so has Nexus. Ordinarily, we would coordinate those requests, giving you, the professionals, the choice of assigning assets as a unified command saw fit. Unfortunately, if Nexus remains obdurate about the Vada connection, we will have no access to whatever force they hire. And I imagine we will retain ours nearby.
Vada's War, Victory Conditions, is continued on the next CD.